That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner finally hit upon what they think is a good plan to get rid of their new general manager, or at least get her out of their hair for part of the time. The plan is to find some eligible bachelor in Pine Ridge and have Miss Hartford fall in love with him. Well, we'll soon see what happens. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store running over a list of possible fiancés for Miss Hartford. Listen.
Well, let's see. There's Granville Watts.
No, he won't do, Abner. Who's next on your list?
Sam Butler.
No, I don't believe we could get Miss Hartford to fall in love with him.
No, Sam ain't exactly her type, I wouldn't say.
He ain't romantic.
No.
That's his trouble. Sort of dull.
Well, Lauren Spinks.
No.
Well, he ain't dull, Lum. He's an interesting feller, Lauren. He's the only man in Cherry Hill with one webbed foot.
I know it, but
he can swim in a circle better than anybody I ever seen in my life. Fact is, that's the only way he can swim, on account of that web foot of his, and he goes around circles.
Yeah, but I don't believe they could strike up much of a romance swimming around in a circle that way.
Not unless they're down there at the mill pond. That's round. Be handy there.
So I believe we ought to try to find somebody right here in Pine Ridge for her.
Well, all right. I've got some more names on my list here. See, Lauren Spink. No, said him. Gilroy Adams.
No.
Well, he's nice and polite. Gilroy. Grandpappy Spear says Gilroy always says hello when he meets him on the street. Shows right there how nice he is. Tips his hat to the women folks, and when he pours his coffee out in a saucer, he don't blow on it like the average fella. He fans it with his hat. He's got manners.
Yeah, but did you ever hear Gilroy say any more than just hello?
Well,
now, you sit down for a conversation with him, he says hello, and that's the end of the conversation right there.
He ain't talkative, I'll say that for him. No.
Oh, he's nice and polite. I know that.
Yeah.
He's too nice a feller to play such a dirty trick on, tell you the truth.
Well, how about this one here, then? Charlie Redfield.
He ain't too nice. He's a widower with a grown daughter big enough to whip Miss Hartford if she's minded to do it.
Well, I don't know. I believe Miss Hartford'd be more than a match for Winifred Redfield. Right. That is, less than, of course, Winifred gets to biting. That girl's got the biggest set of teeth in Polk County. She can eat a ear of corn through a picket fence, that girl can. No, I believe that'd be a toss-up twixt them two, Lum.
Well, Abner, we ain't trying to start a fight. That ain't the idea. We're trying to work up a romance here.
Yeah. Ain't a whole lot of difference, though, when you come right down to it. One of them leads to the other.
Yeah, that's right, too.
They'll fist fight. I don't care how much in love they're.
Be an interesting fight, all right.
Yeah, I still think Charlie Redfield would be a good choice, Lum. I've been wanting to get even with that varmint for a long time.
Yeah, but he ain't our man. We need a younger feller that she could get interested in. Who else you got on your list?
Let me look here. I scribbled this in a hurry. It's sort of hard for me to read. Howard Pope. He don't live in Pine Ridge, but he drives a milk truck. Comes through here a couple of times a week. She could have a date with him every Monday and Thursday.
No, we want somebody she can have a date with every day.
Oh.
Got to keep her mind off in the store all the time. Not just once in a while.
Well, I don't believe he could afford to bring that truck through here every day. It wouldn't pay him, I don't believe.
Well, that's the only way we could get any rest around here and get to run the store to suit ourselves again.
Yeah, well, I'm for that part of it. About the only other feller on this list, though, I got here is... Fatty Thompson and you.
Me?
Yeah, don't leave much of a choice, does it? Who'd want old Fatty Thompson?
Well, I don't care about Fatty Thompson, but what I want to know is how did my name get on that list?
Well, I was just setting down all the legible bachelors in town, that's all.
Well, first she's concerned I ain't legible.
Oh.
Besides, my hand's done been took. Leastways, that's the way I feel about it.
Miss Emmeline, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the only woman I ever seen that I hoped that someday it answered to the name of Miss Edwards.
Well, I didn't think she's even speaking to you now.
Miss King, Edwards, it's all right for her to go ahead and call herself that.
Well, ain't Miss Emmeline mad about you taking over her having to take over your job of coaching a football team?
Well, football season can't last forever.
No.
I'm sort of waiting around till basketball season opens up to pre-post to her.
Just dribble a pre-postal, sort of, huh?
Yeah, well, you might say. Free toss. Anyway, you can just take my name off of that list.
Well, all right. See where I put you down here so I can rub it out. Here you are. Wait a minute.
Sure you rub it out.
It's one more name here I never read. Oh, that's just Mose Moots, though. Didn't read it.
Well, the way I look at it, we'll have... Mose Moots?
Huh?
Granny's... Maybe he's our man.
Mose Moots is?
Why, sure. He's always made his brags about being so proud he's a bachelor, and he's always going to stay that way.
Yeah, well, I'd think we wouldn't have a chance with him on that account, too.
Huh? Oh, no, they're just the kind that fall the hardest.
Yeah, huh?
I'd love to see him fall in love, too. Tickle me to death, him and his brags.
Oh, that does seem funny. Old Mose mooning around, casting sheep eyes.
Oh, he'd be worse than anybody. Yes, sir, I think he's our man, all right.
Well, now, just how do we go about getting them two to fall in love, though?
Yeah, well, now, there's our big problem.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It ain't going to be easy, no matter how you look at it.
Can't very well send Miss Hartford down to Moses' barbershop to get a shave and a haircut.
No.
Hey, how about a shampoo?
No, thanks.
Huh?
Oh, excuse me. Guess I forgot and thought I was down there myself.
Your mouth ain't full of lather, is it?
Just so I say no thanks automatic whenever Mose asks me about a shampoo.
Well, I never can
generally
say nothing.
Generally, he tries to get your mouth full of lather so you can't say no.
Oh, he'll stick that brush in there and then ask you something you couldn't say no if your life depended on it.
Put one of them hot towels on your face. I've seen him carry a towel across that barbershop on a stick and drap it on your face. It just scalds you.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him run out that front door there screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, well, reckon we can get Miss Hartford to go down there for a shampoo.
No. Women folks never go in there. Old Charity goes in there once in a while to get Grandpap and drag him home, but that's about all. I think we ought to have him meet social.
Social?
Yeah, at a party or over to somebody's house for supper. Wait a minute, that's what we ought to do. You invite both of them over to your place for supper tonight. Introduce them proper, and half the battle is won right there.
Invite them over to our place? Well, now, wait a minute, Lum.
You don't have no trouble. You know good and well Mose will come. He wouldn't turn down a free meal, no matter who asked him.
No, I know, Lum, but I know that I just...
Imagine Miss Hartford's getting pretty tired of eating that rich restaurant food every night down at Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she'll jump at the chance to have a home-cooked supper.
Yeah, but, Lum, they ain't the ones I'm worried about. It's Elizabeth.
Well, what about her?
Lum, you ain't a married man. You don't know about such things. You can't just call up your woman and tell her you're dragging home a whole batch of folks for supper.
Ain't a whole batch. Just two's all. Go on now. Get on the phone call, Ed.
Well, now, Lum...
Go on now. You don't want to go on living this way, do you? Having Miss Hartford boss us around the rest of our lives, working our heads to the bone. Of
course I don't.
All right, then. Get on the phone.
All right, doggies, I'll do it.
Oh,
I'll
wait, dadgummit. There comes Miss Hartford.
Huh?
Can't very well call right in front of her.
Oh, no.
Tell you what you better do. Go over to Dick Huddleston's and make your phone calls from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I'll do.
Better slip out the back way so she won't ask you where you're going.
Yeah, I'll go through the
seat. And when you talk to Mose, better not mention to him who else is coming.
I will.
And hurry right back. Don't leave me over here by myself with her. Good afternoon, Miss Hartford.
Hello, Edwards. Got all that stuff moved out from under the counters?
Why, well, you see, Mom, we...
Oh, you haven't.
Well, you see, Miss Hartford, me and Edwards...
Why haven't you done it? What have you been doing all this time?
Well, for one thing,
why are you sitting down?
Of course, we...
Where's Peabody?
Peabody! He ain't here right now. He'll be back pretty quick, though.
Oh, where is he?
Well, he went over across the street to sort of make some connections, you might say.
Oh, I see. Well, what about all that stuff under the counters? I expect the painters tomorrow, and we've got to be ready for them. We can't expect them to move all that stuff, at least not at the price we're having to pay them. I'm trying to get this job done as economically as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as soon as Peabody gets back, you better have him help you.
Yes, ma'am. Say, Miss Hartford.
Yes?
There's something I want to ask you.
Well, what is it?
Have you read any good books lately?
Well... Yes, I read Maxwell's Guide to Better Management, Labor Relations.
No, I mean something more like love novels. Like, say, for instance, Love Twixt Golden Strands. We've got it around the store here, son.
I don't have time for any of that tripe.
Uh-huh. Miss Hartford.
Yes?
Have you ever noticed that good-looking feller that runs the barber shop?
Mr. Mooch, you mean?
Yeah. You're an awful nice feller.
Nice? That one-horse, egotistical, smart aleck?
Huh?
I've never met a more insulting individual in all my life.
You know him?
Know him. I just spent the last half hour down there trying to collect a 3-year-old bill from him. That cheap tin-type barber. If I ever set eyes on him again, I might forget I'm a lady.
Oh, my goodness.
I never met anybody that I instinctively disliked more than I do him. Why, there's the poorest excuse for a human being I've ever seen in my life. Makes me mad just to think about him.
Yeah.
Why did you ask if I noticed?
Oh, no reason at all. Just forget it.
After this, don't even mention his name around me. That's the most loathsome person.
I don't think it's all fixed up. Oh, howdy, Miss Hartford.
Hello, Peabody.
Say, Miss Hartford, tonight me and Elizabeth will be... What'd you say, Long?
I want to talk to you back in the feed room.
Just a minute. Miss Hartford, me and Elizabeth want you to take supper over to our place with us tonight.
Oh, that's honey.
Well, thank you, Peabody. I'd like to very much.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Never mind. It's too late. Too late.
Well, it looks as though Abner is going to have a jolly pair of lovebirds at his house for supper tonight. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.